This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is away. I'm Renee Montaigne. Embryonic stem cell research is enormously controversial, and some of the world's most powerful people are on different sides of the issue. Take the United States and Britain, for example. The Bush administration has given grudging approval to limited research on stem cells. By contrast, the Blair government has embraced the promise of stem cells to provide cures for diseases, lavishing money and resources on its researchers. In the second of three reports, NPR's Joe Palca examines why the U.S. and U.K. are so different in their approaches to research involving human embryos.
To make human embryonic stem cells, you must destroy human embryos. That weighs heavily on President George Bush.
I worry about a culture that devalues life, and believe, as your president, I have an important obligation to foster and encourage respect for life in America and throughout the world. And while we're all hopeful about the potential of this research, no one can be certain that the science will live up to the hope it has generated.
But where President Bush sees ethical and moral problems with stem cell research, British Prime Minister Tony Blair sees therapeutic promise.
Some people are opposed, in principle, to all forms of embryo research on ethical grounds. But we should also recognize that when stem cell research has huge potential to improve the lives of those suffering from disease, there are also strong ethical arguments in favor as long as clear and effective regulation remains in place.
Blair's government has put those regulations in place, allowing not only research on spare embryos no longer needed as part of fertility treatments, but also research on embryos created by cloning. There are several reasons why Britain is moving full speed ahead on this research. One is that it has strong support from the British legislature.
Is that this motion be agreed to? As many as are of that opinion will say content. The contrary not content, the contents have it.
Parliament has consistently backed the British government's embryonic stem cell plans, most recently in early December when the House of Lords considered the issue.
The Lord Bishop of Oxford.
My Lords, I beg to move the motion standing in my name on the order paper.
Richard Harries is the Bishop of Oxford in the Anglican Church. He chaired a committee that wrote a favorable report of what the government is doing. Given the experience with the religious right in America, it may seem odd that a member of the clergy would actually endorse research on embryos. But Bishop Harry says things are different in England.
The English religious sensibility is really a very profound, real sense of fairness, a sense of fair play, together with a kind of Christianized stoicism. That's the average English religion, really.
Harry says religion hasn't really mixed with politics in England for more than 300 years. And that's another reason there's a favorable climate for embryo research in Britain.
I'm slightly caricaturing, but I think that English religious passions really blew themselves out in the 17th century. And from the 18th century, people settled down for the status quo.
In the 17th century, the Puritans seized power in England, and King Charles I lost his throne and his head. Ultimately, the English monarchy was restored, and the Puritans left, taking their austere religion to America.
People so hated the Puritans, they welcomed back Charles II and James II, all the Restoration, who opened the floodgates to parties, licentiousness, dancing, drinking, whoring, and people were very glad to have it all back again.
But that doesn't mean everyone in Britain agrees with the church or the government on the subject of human embryo research.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning. I'm Josephine.
Joe Parker. Nice
Hello,
to meet you.
Joe. How do you do? Gentlemen.
Josephine Quintavalli ushers me into the headquarters of the British Pro-Life Alliance. Unlike the American pro-life movement, this is a shoestring operation run out of Quintavalli's house in southwest London. She's taken on the government and the courts and managed to stall portions of its stem cell policies. But with little or no political clout, Quintavalli knows she won't be able to stop the research.
It's David and Goliath, and our only sort of consolation is that David actually won that battle in biblical terms, so perhaps one day victory will be ours.
Surveys suggest the British as a nation aren't as religious as Americans. By some estimates, as many as 96% of Americans say they believe in God. In Britain, it's closer to 45%. Quintavalli says people have turned elsewhere for their moral guidance.
The United Kingdom's always been viewed as a very utilitarian, a very sort of scientifically minded country, and very unreligious. I don't think there is any real religious power in this country at all. Science is our religion. Science is God in this country.
But scientists don't really control the hearts and minds of Britons.
Lay ye need standard! Lay ye need standard! Thank you.
British newspapers are full of stories warning of the dangers of genetically modified food, even though scientists and government officials have talked till they're blue in the face about the food safety. So why are Britons worried about Franken foods, as they're sometimes called in the British press, and not worried about Franken embryos? Ethicist Sandy Thomas says there's a straightforward explanation.
We are prepared generally in Europe to tolerate new technologies in the areas that are health related because we can see in a pragmatic way why that might be important. But in areas to do with the environment or to do with food, people are far less tolerant and need to be very much more persuaded of the benefits because their view tends to be, why run the additional risk?
Thomas is with the Nuffield Council, a bioethical think tank in London. She says when it comes to using embryos to make stem cells that could be used to cure diseases, the British tend to be very pragmatic.
The vast majority of these embryos that have been used for research are essentially doomed to perish. And that has been a very important factor for a lot of people who feel that if a greater good can be achieved by making use of those embryos than allowing them to perish, then that is a reasonable and fair moral outcome for society.
Thomas says the British government has adopted appropriate guidelines for doing embryo research. Couples must give explicit permission to use any spare embryos they created. Researchers must show that the embryos are essential for research and that no other cells will do. And while cloning embryos to make embryonic stem cells is okay, cloning an embryo to make a baby is banned. The British are not only tolerant of carefully regulated biomedical research, they're proud of it. David King is scientific advisor to the Blair government.
We have invested in scientific research in molecular biology over very many years. I'm going to tell you that I believe molecular biology was invented in this country. And that has produced a string of Nobel Prizes.
In addition to the successes in molecular biology, British scientists were the first to produce a test tube baby nearly 25 years ago. So it's hardly surprising that the British public is willing to let researchers continue to study embryos. American stem cell researcher Stephen Minger is grateful that English history and culture have created such a favorable climate for his research. And besides, he finds London a great place to be.
This is the million-pound view.
Minger points across the Thames River to London's famous landmarks. We're walking from Minger's home in Rotherhithe to his lab near London Bridge. On this morning, the famous Tower Bridge is bathed in sunlight.
You're just surrounded by this sense of history. Everywhere you look, it's really cool. I love it here.
And he says the climate for doing stem cell research is much better in Britain than in America. Here, the government guidelines tell him exactly what he can and cannot do.
I think it's absolutely the best system to try to do this work in, because everybody knows what we're doing. And, you know, there's really nowhere to hide.
That means there's little chance that some rogue scientist could get away with cloning a human embryo to make a baby. And Minger says there's a good chance that he and his scientific colleagues will find valuable new treatments for human diseases through the study of human embryos and embryonic stem cells. Joe Palca, NPR News, London.